JC, take it away.
Dream by night, wish by day, love begins this way. Loving starts when open hearts touch and stay. Sleep for now, dreaming's how lovers' lives are planned. Future songs and flying dreams hand in hand. Love, it seems, made flying dreams so hearts could soar. Heaven sent, these wings were meant to prove once more that love is the key. Love is the key. You and I touch the sky, the eagle and the dove. Nightingales, we keep our sails filled with love. And love, it seems, made flying dreams to bring you home to me. It seems, made flying dreams so hearts could soar. Heaven sent, these wings were meant to prove once more that love is the key. Love is the key. You and I touch the sky, the eagle and the dove. Nightingales, we keep our sails filled with love. Ever strong, our future song, to sing it must be free. Every part is from the heart, and love is still the key. And love, it seems, made flying dreams to bring you home to me.
And that was JC with Flying Dreams from Secret of NIMH.
Dang, obscure.
Very obscure. I'm so happy.
Wow.
I'm so
JC
happy.
Always like whips out these like unexpected twists and bends in songs and so on and so forth.
I'm not complaining. I ain't complaining. This was soothing, dreaming, and dot 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 and obscure. That was my first note, actually. Thank you for doing NIMH. I'm assuming this is the end. The ending credit version, because there's also a lullaby version in the song in the movie. I overall liked it. I really don't have a lot of nitpicks for it. Ambi?
Yeah, I liked it, but it seemed to me like it was sitting in a kind of odd spot in your vocal range, because the low notes seemed unnatural. Like I don't know. They didn't seem so much forced.
I can see
as you were reaching a little.
I can see where you're saying that.
Yeah. And it felt to me like it was very pretty, but because of the odd place that it was in your range, you couldn't really do a lot with, like, your vocal spreading your wings. I don't know how to, like, describe it. I felt like you could...
He was restricted from it?
Yeah, like, it was restricting him. Like, he couldn't take liberties even if he wanted to because he was so focused on staying in the range. I don't know. If someone else sang this song that it fit their voice better, they could have done more with it. But you just did the best that you could. I don't know if that makes sense. It just feels like this is an instance of song choice holding you back from your full potential, I think. That week that Aria sang that song.
The Calling.
Yeah, The Calling, that she was really good on it, but the song itself held her back. This was a little bit like that, yeah. But it wasn't so much the song as choice as being a boring song as a choice of a song that didn't fit your voice as well as another song could have.
Right. He could have done the Derek song too, girl.
The what?
Quest for Camelot.
Oh, I would have loved for him to do that song. I can't believe no one has done Quest for Camelot yet. And there's only one left.
One person. I know.
No one's done, like, anything.
There's a lot of movies we wanted done.
I know, and none of it's been done yet. Oh, let's hope the last one's one of them.
I hope so. I'm done.
Done.
And last but not least tonight is, of course, Aria.
We were strangers, starting out on a journey, never dreaming what we'd have to go through. Now here we are, and I'm suddenly beginning with you. No one told me I was going to find you. Unexpected what you did to my heart. When I lost hope, you were there to remind me this is dreams could come true. Now here we stand, unafraid of the future, at the beginning with you. And life is a road that I wanna keep going. Love is a river I wanna keep flowing. Life is a road, now and forever, wonderful journey. I'll be there when the world stops turning. I'll be there when the storm is through. In the end I wanna be the beginning with you. I knew there was somebody somewhere, like me alone in the dark. Now I know my dream will live on. I've been waiting so long. Nothing's gonna tear us.
Okay, so at least one of the movies that I wanted someone to sing from Which originally we feared that everyone was going to end up singing from Anastasia when we created this round theme. We were like, oh god, everyone's going to sing Anastasia. Only one person sang Anastasia, so yay.
Mm-hmm.
Duet, risky, risky. Duets are always risky. I don't know about this. This was definitely, for me at least, not your one of your best performances. It seemed a bit like not aria. Because your stuff is usually, there's such a high,
top-notch.
like polished and top-notch, and the harmonies are all there. And this just seems sloppy for what you usually turn out. Like, you have to understand, for like a normal person that's not at such a high level as you are at this point, this would be really good. But for you, like, your bar is like already like up by my ceiling fan. And I don't know, I just looked up and I saw my ceiling fan. I don't know. And
it's taller than me.
It's taller than, yeah, and it just, you didn't really reach that level. It almost seemed rushed at some points. Because, I mean, Aria, you got Clony. Aria, mm-hmm. you got yeah. Clony. That's like a sin for you to be a clone. Where was the harmony in the first chorus? Because you did eventually put the harmony in the second chorus and then like build on it.
Right.
But the harmony is in all the choruses. I cried a little inside because I was like, I have to write clone and on underneath Aria for my notes. This is a dark day. But, like, your harmony, once you did have them, was really nice, and I would have liked to hear it in all the right spots. It just, and then there's spots when the harmony wasn't balanced. Like, I could hear parts
yeah.
there, but that should have been sticking out more, but it was being drowned out by, I don't know, Aria, you confused me today. It's still very good, but it's not Aria good.
Right. She has her own brand of good.
Yeah, like, this does not have this the Aria seal...
Seal of approval.
Of approval on it, no.
I had to agree with Ambi on the duet being risky, because it sounded like it was a risky choice for you. Because you had an interesting mix of turning some duets into solos and such. I think this is the first part, this is the part that Ambi was talking about. I'll be there when the world stops turning.
Yeah.
That one, the harmony was, like, really low. I had to, like, raise my volume up just to hear it. Some of your harmonies did sound double-ish. And I noticed that some of the harmonies later on in the song were either altered or they just had something different to them. Because I know the song really well. Mm-hmm. And it just some of the harmonies near the end were a little different for me. Like, I think it's one of the guys, she went low. Like, either one of the girls or the guys was supposed to go higher and she went lower. Or
that was, lower. Yeah, I heard, like, extra lowness and not enough highness.
Right, it was just one of those that one of the parts wasn't going where it was supposed to go. And it just threw me off for a second. Yeah, Aria, why? I mean, I think if it was more polished, I think it would have been a much more solid piece overall.
Like, it was still not bad, but it was just
right.
unexpected.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there when the world stops turning was the female harmony. That wasn't loud.
Yeah. I'll be there when the world stops turning. I love that harmony part.
Me too.
And now to results. We're getting so close to the end. It's getting harder and harder and harder every time to say goodbye to someone. But it must be done, for this is a singing competition, and I don't know why I have a British accent right now, but I'm just going to run with it. Perhaps I have a British accent in honor of tonight's winner, Princess Clary, because she's British.
Yay.
And that's why I have this accent right now, even though I don't think it's British anymore. Quite. I don't know why I did that. Anyway. So then I get first other save tonight, and my mm-hmm. first save is going to be Russ.
Yay, Russ. You are safe. I'm being Jeffers for the night. Okay.
How very Jeffers of you.
Thanks. All right. The next save is Aria.
Yay. Even though.
Yay.
Don't clone yourself again, Aria. Don't.
It was scary.
Don't. So then it comes down to JC and Omi. This is sad. Omi, you've been here before. I'm sorry you have to be here again. And JC, I can't remember the last time you were here. He was here in...
He was here last week, actually.
Oh, really? Let's see. I think so.
I
haven't actually listened to last week yet.
Oh, well, I can't even remember myself. Oh, okay. There was a week where he was near the bottom.
I think it was during duets, possibly.
No, I think it was. Hold on, let me looky, looky, looky. Oh, yeah, contemporary, I think it was.
So, you guys, this just. You both had your flaws, but in the end, we had to choose. And, JC, you are safe tonight, which means.
Omi Pride 09?
Going home again.
Again.
Sorry. It's just. It's so close. It's so tight right now. And the slightest slip-ups of anything can cost you. Mm-hmm. It has cost you again, and we're sorry. But we still love you.
We love you.
Deck pack forever. Bark and screech and growl and roar. That was something that no one else will know but us. And I don't even know if I did it right, but he'll probably yell if I did it wrong. Next theme time, top four, which means
semifinals.
Holy mackerel, there's only two rounds left. This is exciting, isn't it, guys? And what's so exciting is next week you have to do two songs.
Yay!
It's gonna happen eventually. You knew it was gonna happen eventually. You knew it.
Because we're sick bastards who want to cosplay.
Do I have to believe that? No, I don't think so.
No.
So.
They use that word in Disney before. I've heard it.
So, no. So, song number one that you have to sing, you have no control over because it's going to be judge's choice. And we're not announcing what the song you are going to have to, each of you is going to have to sing is yet, because we want to confer with Jeffers tomorrow. Before we release this, so you'll get an email directly after the listen, more than likely, telling you what you are each going to be singing and linking you to music for it. So then the other song that you have to sing is completely up to you. It is 100% free choice, as long as it is a Disney song. We're going back to Disney again, clearly. Your best song that you think you have in your repertoire that will get you to finals. But then your question is, do you want to use your absolute top song to get yourself there, but then not have it for the finale? Or are you going to use your second best song and risk possibly someone squeaking past you? Ooh, dilemma.
Dilemma.
Technical aspects. Go, Zelina, go.
Okay. This will be due next week after Thanksgiving.
Gobble.
November 26th, two songs, so remember, at 11:59 EST PM. We want it in our inboxes at that time.
Please.
Please. The earlier the better, the faster we get this episode out. So yeah, again, judge's choice and a free song. Do you want them to contrast? Do you want them to be both challenging? Surprise us. There's not much technical stuff to really mention for this challenge.
Not really.
Either.
This one's pretty... to the point.
Straightforward.
Forcing you to sing one song and then giving you complete free reign to sing another. And one song rule is still in effect, so you can't re-sing something.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum. So we will get what you have to sing to you as soon as possible. By the time we actually release this, we'll have likely made the list, because I think we already know a couple of people what we think we want them to sing.
Yes. Me and Jeffers have been planning this for weeks, actually.
Am I invisible? I'm sitting right here.
No, this is when, like, the days that we're still mixing and he's having to give me files and everything, we're just, like, talking on Skype. So, we're bored. Let's just make lists for everybody who's still in the company. This was, like, weeks ago, 2 weeks.
Apparently, they've got what they want you all to sing. I don't have a say in this matter this time. Whatever.
No, it was just like, past time and everything. Like, just to really, you know what? Stop making me look like the bad guy.
No. Do you have anything else to talk about?
I think we're done. Top four, semifinals.
Woo! Have a good week, everybody.
Bye-bye.